This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour, Friday the 30th of June, last day of the sixth month. Yeah, halfway through the year. Jennifer Horn is here. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
Halfway through the year.
So crazy. Where did it go?
It's gone sort of like poof, like strangers in the night. We will be celebrating New Year's Eve 6 months from now. How crazy is that?
Wow.
How about that? Okay, boys and girls. Let's get
ourselves.
I'd like
to slow down this train, please.
Focused, yeah. How do we do that? Well, one of the things that goes on, actually, is people and their the way they live their lives, complicated by all of the utilities that we have around us, yes. Those who are multitaskers. Jennifer, do you consider yourself a multitasker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I am, to a point. There are some who can fuse that with ADD. That is that you can't, they say, multitasking is another way of looking at people who can't focus on one thing at a time. There may be some truth to that depending on the individual. But one of the things that's clear is that multitasking, depending on your job or what your life is like, can't be your friend because it encourages you to take on more work than you can. In your case, you do it well. A lot of times people take on more work than they can do, and it means they don't do anything well. Yeah, you know, my father used to say, focus on one thing and do it well.
Right.
So, in this circumstance, a lot of people are anxious about, and children are especially anxious, I think, these days, because there is so much focus on, you got to do this, you got to do that, go to school, and yet we have children who have all kinds of free time. So is there a happy medium between the helicopter parents or whatever these parents are doing that go, well, one of the things that drives me nuts is to see at the elementary schools around town and the junior high schools, these cars, you never used to see this. I don't know if it is a phenomenon where you are, Jennifer, in California, or Kara, where you are in Washington, but the lines of cars at the schools that go into the parking lot, out around on the street, parents just sitting there with the engines running, waiting for the kids to get out of school so they can pick them up and drive them across the street. Instead of, you know, the bus is there if you live 2 miles away or more. And other than that, what's the problem, unless the weather's really bad, with walking home? Huh? What happened to that?
I think there's a lot of security concerns now. I mean,
are they real?
I don't know. We can
walking from your school to the house.
Yeah, well, sure.
Are there that many perverts around? Should we just pull up the sidewalks?
Well, I think for parents, do you want to be that time when there is enough? I mean, I don't know. I can understand that. I don't know that I would let my kid walk home anymore from school.
Really?
Truly. I mean, right now I live right by
any neighborhood you might live in.
I'm just thinking about my current condition. If I had a child, there is a school that's literally two houses away.
Yeah.
And at that point, I would say, yes, I'd let my kid walk home. But if I lived any further away, I'd go pick him up.
Really? What happens if you are working?
I'd hopefully have someone who could pick up my kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing about having a retired mother.
Right. Yeah, your mother be right there, man. She'll be on top of that.
Yeah. Woo-ha. She'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. But is there doing less, therefore accomplishing more in the picture? Do you take a certain amount, I don't know what the percentage is, of what you do every day and put it aside or don't do it because it distracts you from doing the more important things in your life? You have four important things that you do every day, every workday, this program, the other program, running CRN, and doing the afternoon program out in the desert.
Right.
So how would you decide under that circumstance? I think that's, frankly, even though we're talking about the multitude of things that you do, I have the same thing. My day is spent being a radio host, then being a radio business person, then being a farm business business person, if you will, and then actually being a farmer. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm very involved in the future of my town, the political side of changing from a town to a city, and all the nonsense that goes with it. This town is so poorly run, it's just amazing how much stupid stuff goes on. And I wonder, as I look at it, because I'm more closely involved, how much unnecessary government there is. I've sort of gone down this street because I want us to think about, as we head into a weekend of less complication, how complicated our life has become, and how much of it is because the government is sticking their finger into your eye every time you turn around. You can't do anything. We're having a military reenactment of a Revolutionary War event on the farm. And yesterday I got an email from the woman who's the licensing administrator with three paragraphs worth of stuff about why I can't do this or why. And so these people are, you got to apply for this, you have to pay that fee, talk to this guy. And I just, you go to these people and say, I'm sorry, you have to do this stuff. And they say, we don't have to do it. We're doing this to help the farmer. We're not going to do it because we don't have that much time. And we certainly, even if I gave them the money, they resent having to do it because it's just something that helps them. Well, there's regulations, this lady says. And you have to abide by the regulations because it's the state law. It's just that kind of multitasking garbage that sends people into the ozone. There's way too much of our time that's spent dealing with regulation. And why? Because the government says you have to. What happened to me being the government?
Well, that's true. I mean, the government works for us, and sometimes they treat us like we're the criminals. And So I get that. But I think, yes, the government, and believe me, I'm no fan of overbloated government. I want that to go away because I do think that it causes a lot of trouble. But I would say if you really want to talk about the trouble of multitasking and everybody's brains being frazzled, it's technology. I mean, my dad and I talk about this all the time. Think about how our jobs have changed just in a short amount of time, in 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. You now have to not only deal with phone calls, but now you have to deal with hundreds of emails every single day because no one wants to talk. And then now we have these cell phones where no one wants to talk, so now you've got text messages. And now we've got Facebook, and we have Twitter, and we have all of these places where people can kind of inundate us. And I think that's, that causes me a lot of stress. I mean, I know it sounds kind of funny that you should deal with it, but... Mm-hmm. When you have to always constantly have something connected and you're sleeping by your cell phone and you're looking at it in the middle of the night, that's stress. Holy moly.
Yeah. Those things shouldn't even be in the room with you. There should be nothing. Either.
By the way, I heard that's true because if your phone is in arm's reach of you, it does something to your brain.
Emitting.
Yeah.
It's emitting all kinds of gamma rays or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. The television's in the room. I say that's not supposed to be there either. There are all kinds of things that are that we're exposed to that become part of life that when you really examine them, not so good.
Right.
So maybe as you're taking time to slow down, if that's what you're doing this weekend, if you're on the road, lots of people listening to this program right now, and they will next Monday and Tuesday and through the week perhaps because they may be listeners but not active participants in the conversation, we become... It's hard for anybody to imagine this program is passive listening or background noise, but some people can't engage with the conversation because they're busy doing other things, getting ready to go to work or at work or whatever the circumstance may be. But for those of you who are either on the road and stuck in traffic right now, there are, do you realize, Jennifer, millions and millions of people who are on the road right now who are taking either a long weekend or they're starting early on their week's vacation and they're trapped. There's just an announcement here. I just saw an email from the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority why they're going to cut a 5-lane stretch of the Mass Pike to 3. And they're
just
building...
Just to mess with you. the answer is just to make your life horrible.
But think about all the construction and people who are in their cars now who are sitting because there's... 2 lanes merging into 1 or 3 lanes merging into 2 or whatever the heck it is. And so you're pumping up your anxiety level. Just calm down. You'll get there. But then there are those who have done what you've just said. They pick up their device. They go to Waze or whatever wherever they can use their GPS. And
look, I'd be a hypocrite to say that that's not a great thing. Like, I love using Waze. It gets you around the trail. And the technology, I'm not hitting it always. Mm-hmm. I just think we get a little crazed because that makes us all
Become dependent. What happened to using maps?
Well, and we all get a little ADD. Now, how long are you able to have a conversation with someone without checking your phone? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, right. But it is... And I find myself, since I got the iPhone, I didn't do it before with my Samsung Droid because I didn't know how to. I didn't like it. But I have the iPhone now and checking my email. I check the weather because it's very important on the farm for me to dodge the rain.
Yeah.
And it's a very handy tool for that kind of stuff. Or if I'm in traffic,
I came home last night zonked. It's by the end of the week with, Thursday. As you mentioned, my crazy schedule. By Thursday and Friday, I am done for.
Yeah.
I came home so tired, and all I was so excited about getting into my bed, and I got into bed, and I was and then I spent 45 minutes, yes. And I thought, how dumb. You're going to bed at 9 o'clock. Again, it should be 8 o'clock, but you're sitting here playing. It's just ridiculous.
I'm not. I feel very blessed that I have so many things going on in my life that occupy me in a positive way. Yesterday I did the radio program, and then I did my work that's associated with keeping the program going. And then I became Farmer Doug for a while, and then I had to go to a business meeting. And then after that I went to the trainer to get my back adjusted. And then I went to a political kickoff fundraiser. And then I went to Boston to see a friend of mine who's in the hospital. And then I went over at 9 o'clock last night on my way back out of Boston. I went to the vet, vet hospital because Millie had an operation. She has had now both of her legs fixed. The cruciate ligaments are done. So I wanted to see how she was doing. And so I went in and spent a few minutes with her. The cutest thing. Her tongue was sticking out because she was still on the anesthesia. Like she's really kind of out of it, but she knew it was
me. Yeah, she's got the tongue.
Yeah, and she's trying to move to get
like
up
your drunk
to
uncle.
Greet me. Yeah, exactly. That's it. You're like, oh, it's me. But that was the day yesterday. And was I multitasking? Yeah, I was doing one thing. And one of my friends in the middle of it all has a flat tire on one of his tractors, and I got to go see if I can help him do that. So anyway, it's fun, but it's time for you to take a breather. So do it this weekend. 19 past the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Sounds like another dead rocker to me.
I think that's right. It does.
Sounds like Kurt Cobain.
Little cousin. Well, she's not little anymore. She's 33 and married. But she was obsessed with Kurt Cobain when she was a kid. And she went into mourning when he died. Like, she started wearing black for a period.
Really?
Yeah.
These kinds of rockers that seem so passionate yet so disturbed. Is their passion from the fact that they're disturbed? Does that make them more passionate? You look at these paintings. There are a couple of Kurt Cobain's paintings. By the way, this is the musical portion of this hour of the program. And often during this hour, we focus on the dead singers. And Kurt Cobain, no exception from that. He's still dead. There are a couple of paintings which have never been exhibited before, showcased at the Air Fair in Seattle in August. This is the first stage of the exhibition, which is said to have a similar concept to the Rolling Stones' exhibitionism. The director of the United Talent Agency Fine Arts Company, which is behind the exhibition, is aiming to create a tour that kind of tells the story of who Kurt was through his art, through the artifacts that were around him, and some other memorabilia. The paintings shown in Seattle won't be available for purchase, as it's too hard to put a price on them. No, it's not. You put them on an auction. That's how you establish what something is worth. You will find what that value is. You put it up for auction. That's it. What somebody's going to pay for, it's what it's worth. And meanwhile, his daughter, Frances, has opened a new art exhibition with Lindsay Way of the band Mindless Self-Indulgence. Her works have already sold out, selling between $1,200 to $4,500. This is, oftentimes you look at some of these paintings and you see the works of a disturbed mind. Isn't that what you think? I mean, that's what you think of Andy Warhol or a lot of these
artists throughout history, sure.
They're crazy people. So why is that entertaining or captivating? I don't get it, but I don't have a sensitivity there.
To be fair, I think a lot of normal people who are buying them are also kind of disturbed.
Yeah,
so.
What do you mean normal? They're not normal if they're disturbed.
But a lot of people that you would look at and think is normal.
Oh.
A lot of people who are big fans of them are kind of not even in a bad way necessarily, but that's why Nirvana had such a huge following is, you know, people were able to relate, I think, to the kind of weirdness and craziness that Kurt Cobain felt.
I couldn't see you as a follower. You're too buttoned up.
I'm not really a fan of Nirvana, but that's just because I don't really think Kurt Cobain is a great singer. So it's,
and he was certainly not a great human being. Oof. Hey. All right. Speaking of somebody who's not a great human being, Justin Bieber. Ugh, worm. He tossed his shoe into the crowd during a Frankfurt performance last week, and it's for sale now for $5,000 or 5,000 pounds or something. It's a.
It's on sale for $7,400.
$7,400
on eBay.
Okay. You can buy it at the auction, so you get 4 days left.
Yeah, you've got a couple days left. He threw both of his shoes into the audience. One of them is for sale, and the other one has an Instagram page with more than 8,000 followers. So funny to me.
Okay, I think I just made my point about what we said about Kurt Cobain a moment ago.
Yeah.
People, now you could say because I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues, does that mean I'm some kind of crazed? Or as a big fan of the Beatles, still am.
Well, I'm sure your parents might have thought that.
Elvis,
you know, every generation.
Elvis was Satan.
Yeah, every generation has its own. I just never get people who get obsessed over musicians. Yeah. I mean, I get liking them. Look, I love Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
But would I create an Instagram for his shoe? Probably not. Is the answer.
Only somebody who's a heel that doesn't have soul would create an Instagram page for that.
He's untied, that guy.
Yeah, he is. It's 28 past the hour.
Find your center. And here's a hint. It's not in other people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. The center of who you are is within. That might sound pretty obvious, or does it? How many times have you placed your sense of peace or happiness in the hands of others? How many times have you expected others to act and speak in a certain way, and then were let down when they didn't? The bottom line is, we have all, at least at times, put our happiness in the hands of others. Still, time and again, none of us has found lasting happiness. But peace and happiness are not things we find outside of ourselves. To find peace, which I really believe is the ultimate goal for all of us, we have to find our center. To do that, we need to go inward. There are certainly ways to find your center. And if you're interested, visit drchristianconti.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's get back to the action, the conversation, the goodness of the day today. It's 34 after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Are we following Victoria on Instagram? What kind of pictures did she post yesterday, ladies? Did you see?
I'm just about done with her. I think Kara and I are breaking up with Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
She's posting pictures of her, and she looks all cute and relaxed and ready to go. She's on the beach. Oh, please.
Really? Done with her.
Oh, enough with you.
Okay. Yeah, let's plan our own vacation. Where can we go, Jen?
Let's go to Mexico. Let's just show up there.
Show up at the resort next door.
I was going to have you come to the farm and spend the weekend. You could work in the hayfield with me.
Oh, yeah, not we quite as vacation. Enticing.
Right. No, really? Yeah. That's a vacation. Vacation is usually, for many people, just a change in what their normal daily routine is.
Yeah, but I like to do a more, like, relaxing change in my daily scene instead of going and working harder on the farm.
Relaxing is overrated.
I'm allergic to hay.
something.
Hey.
You are allergic to hay?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, hey. Goodbye. So here is United again in the hot seat, literally and figuratively. These folks traveling from Denver to El Paso, flight delayed. Passengers were kept in the plane on the tarmac for 2 hours as the heat wave took over in Denver. And as a result, the lady who was on the plane with a baby couldn't get off the plane. The baby apparently comes close to dying. So if you believe the Post, this woman, Emily France, thinks that being in that plane almost killed her baby. It was 90 degrees outside. Apparently, when they boarded the aircraft going to the back of the plane, they didn't have the plane. All these planes have sub jets in them under the floor, and they run them when the planes are on the tarmac to keep the plane's electrical system working. But to save money, they often don't do it for as long as they used to. So unless you're getting onto a plane that has just come from another destination, the plane is prepared, it's cooler, or the jet's running because they're going to turn it around fast and go. If the plane's been sitting there for a while and they don't put the air conditioning on, there's no free flow of air in a plane. So you either get the air conditioning on or you get nothing other than the air that's in there. And there was hot air in the vents there, apparently. And so there you go again. Bad judgment. And so how much did they save by not having the air conditioning? Look at all the bad publicity they're getting on this. The plane sat there. They got on the plane. They got off the plane. They were told that they could get off for 20 minutes, make sure you get back on again. And the plane left the gate and sat on the tarmac, and they didn't have, it's just a mess. And you got to wonder, once again, the child is okay. He was treated at Children's Hospital and is recovering at home. But where's the common sense? And it isn't just there. You see it every day in example after example after example of silly things that are happening that involve common sense. Is it that silly? Is it that simple? Or am I missing something? What am I missing?
You're right. I think common sense is just whammo. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Why? When did we get it learned out of us, if you will, or beaten out of us? What happened to common sense? I think you have common sense. Kara's got common sense. I have some common sense. Maybe not as much as might be there, but I wouldn't do something. I wouldn't have my baby on a plane for this much time, and I sure wouldn't let United push me around, especially if it's something this obvious. So, but these people, they just kind of sit there and, oh, well, that's the way it is.
Do you think common sense is the same thing as street smarts?
Yes and no. It depends. Street smarts involve common sense. Whether common sense involves street smarts or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's in the correlative there, Jennifer. How would you apply that?
Well, I was just thinking about it because I always thought to myself, like, I think there's two different kinds of, well, maybe there's more than that, but I think there's people who are book smart. Mm-hmm. There's people who are common sense smart. I always found that I worked more for the book smart, but I could get there when I applied myself. I would be I could pick things up very quickly. But I always thought common sense wise, I think my parents did a good job of making me smart in that department, being a little
bit
more
survival.
Yeah. And I think that's something that parents have to teach. And I don't know if they realize that they actually have to do that. And Kara's upbringing, even though we're a few years apart, feels an awful lot like how mine was, because I think Kara, at her younger age, also has a lot of street smarts. Yes, she's book smart and all of that, but I think there's a lot of common sense. And I don't know what it is that parents have to teach to make their kids common sense smart or street smart. I just don't know that They do.
You know, that's actually kind of the scary thing. So my, you know, my sister had a baby a couple months ago, and, you know, after, you know, when she was pregnant and then after she had the baby, I was thinking of all these things like, oh my God, what do you, how do you teach the baby all of these things to know when they grow up? And I don't remember my parents teaching me how to have common sense or how to have,
explicitly,
how to have street smarts. I don't remember those things. So it's, I don't know if that's why kids don't learn it or.
I think
if
it's an acquired. It's an acquired skill.
Yeah. So
as
it's,
much as what,
it's
what's
also
your
teaching self-awareness, which I think my parents did. And I don't think a lot of parents do anymore because I think there's this cultural shift sort of that, you know, that kind of goes like, well, you know, everybody's going to take care of you or just do what makes you feel good. And I think there's less about being aware of where you are in society. It's more about yourself all the time.
Let me apply that to President Trump for a moment. I have said on many occasions that I like many of the things that he's doing. What he does, though, and how this... I'm looking around. Last night, I thought we'd had some kind of explosion somewhere. When I looked at the headline, I have 14 sources on my screen. And the headline in every single one of them had to do nothing with the bill yesterday about what we're going to do with the illegals and... the health care bill. No, it was President Trump tweeting about mourning Joe and his wife to be, and they're married yet, aren't they? Are they? Mika Brzezinski?
Not yet, no.
No, okay. And the crazy stuff, you know, people then show, they say he's got a crazy low IQ, and he doesn't have any self-control, and he's not presidential. And so all of the good stuff that gets done, this is not his place. I would agree with those who say on occasion he's not acting very presidential. I laughed at some of the things he said because yesterday we had some audio from him and it was pretty sophomoric, but that's how he communicates. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with lots of stuff. But to just, to keep doing this, there's something that is, and the fact that nobody can get to him to explain to him how stupid this is and how degrading it is and how destructive it is. These people are waiting in the wings to sucker punch him. They want to do things that make him look bad. Whether he cares or he doesn't care about his own lot, the people who are working with him, he's not on an island now. He's not running a company. He's running a country. And there are lots of different moving parts. And this kind of stuff just gets so in the way of what he's doing. It's not necessary. You get women to be angry because he's talking about face. I mean, come on. What is the matter? And if there is something the matter with him, and there may be, in that way, he's a good leader, he's run a good business. But why do you go, somebody, there's something missing here. His daughter or his sons or somebody has got to be able to show to him or tell him how destructive this is for getting other things done.
See, I kind of do a yes and a no on this. I think that, yes, if I were working for him, this would drive me nuts because he's actually had a really good week.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, he's had a really good couple of weeks. And the Russia investigation has still proven not to connect him to anything. In fact, it's starting to implicate the opposition. It's starting to implicate Obama and Loretta Lynch and all of these other people. And he's also got CNN now on tape being released that they're actually trying to target him and make it a witch hunt. I mean, he's got producers from CNN on tape. So he's had a really good week, and he's proven to be right with a lot of the narratives that he sent out on Twitter that people were hitting him for.
Right.
And so he steps on his own narrative, and I agree he should just walk away from it.
Good Lord.
But there's the but here. People who voted for him and the majority of Americans who liked the president never voted for someone who was presidential. This is not like a breaking news story that Donald Trump is not presidential. He is not the speaker. He is not the person of any president in the past. People voted for him because he was something different.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't a politician.
Agreed.
And so you're not going to change him. And I don't think any American was under the illusion that they walked into a voting booth and they were going to vote for someone who was somehow going to zap into whatever presidential means. They were never going to do that. And so when you have someone who calls him demented, when you say he has dementia, that he's a crazy person, that he's mentally ill, and it's day after day after day, the president hits back. That's what he does. What people expect him to do. It's no surprise.
Did Mika and Joe say there's something wrong with him?
Yes.
Is that why he hit him
back? My gosh. For months, they've been calling, saying that he has dementia and he should be evaluated and all these things. And it's like, at some point, when you throw stones at this dog, this was not the dog that actually lets you throw stones at him. He fires back and fires back harder.
That's what his kids have said in their tweets,
So,
I don't know.
Is it right? No. Would we like to see someone presidential? Well, maybe. But this is the appeal of him, was that he wasn't presidential.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a reaction or a backlash to all the so-called presidentials who have done nothing but, I was about to use the bad F word, mess things up. Obama was a disaster. George Bush was a disaster. And so, this is the pendulum swinging the other way. Get somebody in there. We don't care. You're right. Here's what I'm thinking. I see this stuff and the things. I sort of was thinking about it the same way you were. It's like we were like minds, Jennifer, which we are frequently. The fact that there are a lot of good things that have happened the last couple, 3 weeks. And then to get involved in this, just let it go. But that's not his nature. I get what you're saying. It's not his deal. And did anybody think that he was going to be any different if they watched him on The Apprentice? No.
Right.
So, okay, I buy your argument.
I hate to see it as someone who's a fan of the president, because I'd like to actually see him enjoy a couple of weeks of good publicity. And if you feed the media one little crumb, they're going to jump all over this instead of covering the great stuff that you did passing case law or any of that. So,
that's why I get frustrated, because, Doug actually said in the last hour that you can be different without having to say the things that he does on Twitter. And, I was putting all of the information together for the show last night. And I'm desperately looking for any stories that are about, whether it's about politics
something
or cultural
substance.
Stuff. Yeah, something of substance. And this is all that anyone was talking
everywhere.
About.
Oh, my God.
And it was so frustrating. And, Jen, you said this before, and we've talked about it in the past, that everyone should have, whether you like President Trump or not, that everyone should have some kind of respect for the presidential office. And I think my frustration stems from, I feel like Trump doesn't have respect for the presidential office or what it means necessarily, and I just wish that he didn't.
Well, but Jennifer just explained that. That is what it means is irrelevant
I just wish that he had a little bit more.
I mean, imagine, here's the thing, is that Trump is a grand responder. He will never, he is typically, if you look at every altercation he's been in, he's never the one that fires first. It's always somebody who's hitting him, and then he fires really hard. It seems like he's the one that actually started the altercation. Right. But if you look back, he doesn't usually start them. I would say if we had someone on TV saying that President Obama had dementia, or if he had something like that going on, that's sort of downgrading the respect to the office. I think Trump fires back from that and maybe takes away
maybe
from
my problem. Maybe I
what's
just wish that he had a more classy response, because I feel like, and I'm not defending them saying that he has dementia and all of this other stuff.
Right.
I just think that sometimes the responses that he has fuels those rumors more because they're such weird, wacko, out of this world responses.
And it's interesting that these guys not only are taking on Trump, but anybody who seems to be in his court, which includes Sean Hannity, there's a real feud back and forth.
But Hannity's now winning in the ratings. Hannity's winning in the ratings now, which he wasn't before.
No.
It's odd. And if you don't think that they don't love this, give me a break. They were supposed to be on vacation today, and they're back at work so that they can sling some more mud.
Yeah. They're not,
it's an interesting time we live in.
Sure is. Things to talk about. This is the DJV Experience at 11 minutes for the hour.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects, or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead, and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top five technology items from this past week. And because Victoria Keelan is not with us, she's on her honeymoon vacation, it's up to me to translate some of these things from the top five as having charts and stories and reviews of names and stuff is part of our weekend experience. We'll go through the top five items here. From the world of technology, from number five to number one, at the number five position, the Russians are saying extremists planned a bombing using encrypted chat app Telegram. The State Security Agency said this week the terrorists used the messenger app Telegram to plan an attack on the St. Petersburg Metro, a disclosure that buttressed lawmakers' efforts to curb the use of encoded chat programs over there, which are popular among jihadists and activists, and government officials use them as well. Statement by the Federal Security Service in Russia came as the House of Parliament moved forward on several laws targeting anonymity on the Russian segment of the Internet, including a ban on the use of virtual private networks that mask IP addresses. President Putin increasingly enforcing legislation demanding that social networks store their information in Russia, blocking the employment site LinkedIn earlier this year in an apparent effort to pressure larger networks such as Facebook to comply with the law. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But the situation there this past week, the attack
in the second largest city in Russia, and it's a beautiful city, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, actually. Killed 15 people, including the person that had the bomb. 45 others were injured in that circumstance. So technology involved for sure there. At number four on our list of the top five items from the world of technology, the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, building on several existing initiatives which are designed to scrub terrorist recruitment material from the Internet. This is actually quite an interesting forum. It's supposed to make it easier for members to cooperate with each other as well as with government, with the core goal including improving technology for detecting terrorist material, creating practices for addressing extremism and online hate, and sharing information about counter speech tools like the Jigsaw from Google, the redirect method, which places anti-terrorist advertisements alongside keywords popular with potential Daesh recruits, and also partner with the Counterterrorism Committee at the UN to host a series of workshops. So this is a private-public workshop, a partnership that pushes for better methods of identifying and removing terrorist propaganda and hate speech from the various Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, you name it. They're all in partnership here, and I think that's a pretty smart move on their part. Everybody ought to be on board with that. Number three on the list, getting closer to number one of the hot issues from the world of technology this week, Tinder. Maybe associated with the hookup routine. People want to hook up. But the story in the New York Times this week found that the app's user base is actually pretty open to talking about politics. Before the elections in England, the Times set up a chat box using volunteers' profiles and found that many of the prospective daters were actually willing to learn about the candidates and the issues they'd be voting on. During the experiment, the bot swiped yes on every user, and when a match was made, the program would automatically generate a conversation that touched on the election, asked the match about who they planned to vote for. Depending on the answer, the bot would send out specific critiques of a political party or ideas for how to beat the opposing party. So, Tinder expanding its value. Speaking of expanding, number two this week, a focus on Google. They say they're going to stop scanning Gmail for ad targeting later in the year. Stop reading your email to target ads, a practice which has been widely criticized, as well it should be. Ever do that? I was online the other day looking for an RV. And when I went back to whatever it was that I was looking at on Firefox, the first thing that comes up on the screen isn't what I'm looking for, but it's an ad for an RV. So that's what they're supposed to be changing. It is. It's distracting, isn't it, huh? Number one this week, top five tech stories. Number one, here's how to find out which apps are killing your battery life. There's no one app that's a known battery killer. It varies from one person to the next, depending on your habits. If you're somebody who leaves your phone in your desk for most of the day, turning on and off your screen probably isn't the culprit. If you're listening to iTunes, well, maybe. There's a way to find out which apps are drawing down the power. To find out, go to your iPhone settings, scroll down to battery, tap that, and you'll see your battery usage broken up by the app for the last 24 hours or the past 7 days. So then you'll know what's killing your app. All right, top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.